All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to Rob Scary Show. This is the lovely, the talented, the super cool, the super hip. Cat Hop.
Hi, guys. Justin over here. All right, so the first two story or the second story doesn't really matter to you, but it matters to me.
It all matters to me.
First story.
All right.
It's Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy are breaking up officially.
Officially. Wonder if it's okay, go ahead.
Now, in 2013, they sparked rumors that they were going to divorce or break up because he admitted to, you know, drinking again and being on prescription pills. And she's like, well, I'm going to leave you. Well, they've been together. And now she has kicked him out of the house and says, be gone.
Be gone.
Chilio.
Chilio.
So.
Oh, well, that's a big deal.
33 years. Who knows if I think they'll get back together because where is he going to go? I understand. It's their relationship, and there's issues in every relationship, and not everything is shared. But where is he going to go?
I know. Well, I mean, where are both of them going to go?
Well, she's fine. You know, I noticed that. I noticed that when women get older, they can just do without a man. They can't. They're like, I don't care. I give up. I've been with you for this long, and things just evolve. Not evolve, but as we get, I think as women get older, they become more independent.
Okay.
That's all. So who knows? But where's Ozzy going to go?
Yeah. All right. Well, I think at some point, you get to an age where it's just kind of like, you know, what do you, even for a woman, where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
She can get herself a cute little penthouse out in West Hollywood. She can get herself a nice little penthouse in West Hollywood, California.
Okay.
Or wherever she lives. And him be a nuisance to her son and just be happy.
All right. So be it.
All right. Like I said, the second story doesn't really matter to you, but it matters to me.
Okay.
But it's for a good cause, but it's very saddening.
Oh, geez.
That Harry Styles cut his hair. His beautiful, long, curly, wavy, just soft hair. He got rid of it.
How you know it's soft?
It looks soft.
Okay.
It looks like that hair that you're just like, it's so poofy, I can sleep on it.
All right.
That's your head. But he's donating it to Little Princess Trust, which is for this charity in UK to make wigs for children. That's good.
All right.
Set up note to his head story. Scott Bennett, former Brian Wilson band member, has been found guilty and faces up to 5 years in prison on two charges of rape that he committed at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas in December 2014. Surveillance shows him forcing a woman not to leave the elevator, then doing sexual things to her out in the hallway.
Uh-oh.
And then went into a hotel room. 35 minutes later, she was just left. And when she woke up, she didn't remember anything. They took DNA and found him. Found him.
It's not good.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Right. You know who Brian Wilson is, right?
Yep.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Not good. Don't do what he did.
No. Vegas
No.
makes you do weird things.
Well, because there's
poison in Vegas.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no windows. It's so right out of the gate, it's very prison-like. It's very like.
You know what Vegas is? It's like you go there on a Friday, and then all of a sudden it's Wednesday, and it's time to go.
Yeah.
It's like that's how it is. It's like you just don't.
There's no clocks. There's no clocks, no windows. They pump oxygen. Mm-hmm. It's in there. It's bright as hell. You're allowed to smoke. You're allowed to drink. And when I say allowed, meaning all day, all night. You never stop.
Yeah.
They don't care how drunk you are. As long as you're not raping somebody. But even then, this guy raped this woman and no one stopped it. They got cameras everywhere. They caught it on camera. So no one, while it was happening, went, oh, let's go stop it.
Because you know what it was?
But if you're cheating at cards, they'll stop it right then. So it's just this total debauchery.
But you know what it is, though? It's like that thing where you can't tell because there's no audio. So even though he was, you know, they were drunk, because that's what the official said, they were intoxicated. It's like, oh, so you're saying that intoxicated men hold their hand against elevator doors all the time in Las Vegas and then start fondling on
yeah,
the girl or
couples,
guy?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Hey, we have couples do that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is it's just insane. That's why they build – it's almost like – it's funny because it's almost like you're in a bunker. Because if you think about it, you know, me and you go to the Luxor, and we go to Treasure Island, and
yeah.
we go. And what do? You get you walk across the bridge, you get on an escalator, and it takes you down.
Yeah.
So now you're down. So you're not on the main strip, so to speak. Some of the hotels are actually at a lower floor, so you're down. Luxor, you get on a ramp. And you park your car, and you walk across the ramp, and you start walking down this step. Before you know it, you're like down. There's no wind, nothing. You're just like, where are we? We're in a big giant fake pyramid.
And all the hotels are connected. I bet you, if they said make sure you turn off your phones, and you never knew what time it was, you would never know what day you're going into. And you'd be like, I feel tired. But then you're like, oh, it's early still because everything is so bright. Everything
yeah.
looks like you're like that. And you know, it's funny. I equivalent that to a baseball stadium because I'll still wear my sunglasses even though it's like 8 o'clock at night because I keep thinking those lights are the sun because they're so bright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just me though. All right. So Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon will be taking the roles of Joan Crawford and Bette Davis, legendary rivals in Hollywood. And this is all a new Ryan Murphy show. It's called Feud. It will be on FX next year. And it's basically about them two and how they had the rival and how they ended up co-starring in whatever happened to Baby Jane in 1962. So you have like...
I don't know who Baby Jane was.
It's a movie called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and Bette Davis and Joan Crawford were co-stars in it, and they hated it. And there was an interview where Joan Crawford said the best part was when I got to push Bette Davis down the stairs.
Oh,
I was like, you hated her so much that it was real push.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's heavy, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited. I love Jessica Lange. I love Susan Sarandon too, but Jessica Lange is the supreme.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So Blac Chyna
has
legally secured the name Angela Renee Kardashian. She is Angela Renee White, but the minute that they get married, she will take the name and use it on appearances,
of course,
on entertainment,
of course,
on any business venture possible. Because she will legally be a Kardashian.
Of course.
And she's pregnant. So she is just in her
She did all of this purposely to be a Kardashian. She did this purposely to get intertwined into that.
And stay close to Tyga.
Into that whole thing.
That's just a dark joke on my end.
And Rob doesn't care.
No.
He's a big slob. You know, he's... And this.
And you know what's something really funny? So they were scheduled to do an appearance together, Robin Black China, out in Harris in Atlantic City. And they canceled because she was not feeling well. And then ended up that night being at RuPaul's Drag Con with their friend Amber Rose.
Yeah. All right.
Are you ready for sports news?
As long as it's good sports news, it's entertaining sports news. I don't want crappy sports news.
Sam Bradford is back with the Eagles because he's over his hissy fit and he's committed and determined to win a championship this year. Yeah, that's after he figured out nobody wants him.
Not just that, but he was getting so much heat. Like, I got to imagine that getting that much heat from not just sportscasters, you know, the sports pundits, but actually getting that much heat from other players where retired players are like, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be like, what did I do? He got bad advice from someone. Like, no one talked him down. What he did is not something that is done on an impulse.
Right.
So when that started to go down and they found out that he was – they were talking about another quarterback and so forth and so on. He knew that, and meaning he had that gut feeling. Mm-hmm. So when he went home at night, and rather he talked to a girlfriend, talked to a boyfriend, talked to his mom, his dad, his agent, he was telling them, this is what I'm feeling. This is what, and no one talked him down. Nobody sat there and went, bro, chill.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. You got a crap load of money. You got 2 years. You knew going in that you weren't their future. You knew this was a trial gig, or they would have given you a 6-year deal.
Yeah.
It's a 2-year deal. Do your best. But just remember, you got a crap load of money.
Yeah.
And just chill, babe. Relax. But somebody got him riled up. Somebody just. And then he did what he did. And then somebody finally went, dummy, everyone hates you. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a bad year. You're going to have to play another team.
Yeah.
We'll hate you.
He and those. Reggie.
Huh?
He's a Reggie.
Yeah. Just not
if
you've
seen Ballers, there's a character named Vernon on there that has this childhood friend that's constantly like, do this, do that, do this, do that. And at the end, you kind of figure out, even though he means well, he just says very not smart things. Everyone has a Reggie. All right, so Peyton Manning visited Miami because his old offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, or Gase? Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Gase or Gase? The offensive coordinator that Peyton had. But anyways, he visited, and he's going to buy his playbook, and he's tutoring and giving tips to quarterback Ryan Tannehill.
I don't even know who it is. Who's the coach? What was his name?
Adam Gase? Or Gase?
I don't know.
But, yes, Peyton Manning was out in Miami giving tips to quarterback Ryan Tannehill.
All right.
Kevin Durant had a phenomenal game last night.
Yeah, we watched that.
41 points, tying the series 2-2 against the San Antonio Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
They will be going back to San Antonio for game 5. Mm-hmm.
What about the Cavs?
I don't know. What about the Cavs?
Did they win over the weekend? Yeah.
Yep. But I didn't do a story on them.
Why didn't you want to do a story
because
on them
I didn't
sweeping
watch,
Atlanta?
I didn't watch the game. I only report games that I actually watch.
Okay. All right.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Deal with it. All right. So Dwayne Wade gets a heat from not participating in O Canada national anthem.
Wow. He doesn't like Canada.
But he did score 38 points on them. And they did lose to the Raptors, 95-91. But hey, he still had 38 points on him. But he did get in trouble because instead of doing O-Canada, he was still shooting. He's got to practice still. And he's like, I don't mean any disrespect, but I'm not going to do two national anthems. I'll do mine. I don't care about yours.
I like that.
And the last time someone got heat was Kamir, oh, what's his name? Abdul-Jabbar. Whatever that the old school basketball player from the Lakers, I think it was, that played with like
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, because he's Muslim. And he set out because, and he got in trouble for it because it wasn't in his Muslim beliefs to do the national anthem, which I'm like, that's okay. Wow. That's weird, but cool. Whatever floats your boat. But still, if you're in the United States and you are a U.S. citizen, you should just do it. That's all. My final story. Steph Curry, for the second time in a row, is the NBA MVP. He's the second Warrior since Wilt Chamberlain in 1959-60 season, who was the only Warrior to get MVP. But Steph Curry is the third point guard to get it. Magic Johnson had it 3 years in a row, and Steve Nash had it 2 years in a row, and now Steph Curry has tied Steve Nash. And then he'll tie Magic Johnson, and then he'll beat Magic Johnson, and then there'll be another record that he beats because he's a record breaker.
Well, on a side note, Wilt Chamberlain, which I'm sure you don't know, or you might not.
I know the name.
Remember the story. He wrote a book many, 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 many years ago and talked about how he had sex with something like 10,000 women. It was a big deal that throughout his career.
But you know what happened?
He would have sex, like, every night with a different woman, like, sometimes two times a night. I mean, seriously, it was, like, a big deal when his book came out that it was, maybe it wasn't 10,000, maybe it was 5,000. But it was...
In the thousands.
Yeah, it was in the thousands, and it was insane. And then people were like, wow. So Wilt Chamberlain has sex with thousands and thousands and thousands of women during the same time, and he played around the same time Magic Johnson played.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Wilt Chamberlain don't got AIDS, but Magic Johnson does. That's why. That's when people were like, how did Magic Johnson get AIDS?
HIV.
Did he get it? HIV. Did he get it through just randomly having unprotected sex, or did he get it because he randomly had unprotected anal sex from a man in the 80s? Who stuck it in his buttocks.
That makes sense why his son is living the life that Magic Johnson always
did. Exactly. If you think about it, his son is over the top gay. Like he's that, like we had.
But he lost, like he looks really good. EJ looks really good. He lost all the weight and it's kind of like, you know, I was watching the show and he was talking about how people, you know, are like, are you transitioning? Because he turned skinny and all of a sudden is wearing very over the top women's fashionable clothes from the high boots and the rompers and the jackets and the makeup. And it's like, what are you? You say you're not transitioning, but I get it. You want to feel pretty, but are you living the life that your dad always wished he had? So he's like, you're my, because that's his favorite kid. Magic Johnson's favorite kid is EJ, and EJ gets everything. He's daddy's little girl. He gets everything that she wants.
All right.
So living the life through him, that's totally cool. I got nothing against it. Whatever. It's your
whatevs,
life.
As you would say.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
It's your life. I understand now why your daddy gives you everything that you want.
All right.
That's it.
That's it.
My name is Katie.
Well, your name's Katie, and you're awesome.
And this is Rob.
I'm not that awesome.
He's Rob the Rad. Radical.
The Radical. Radical Rob.
You're Radical Rob.
I like that. Radical Rob.
And this is the Rob Zuccheri Show. All right. We will see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Au revoir.
Orpiswa.